21CL Radio. Welcome to Reflection Friday. Where your hosts, Michael Bowl, Jamie Willett, and Chris Carter reflect on educational technology issues of the day. So sit back, relax, and know that you don't have to think anymore, because we'll be doing that for you.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is another Reflection Friday, and we are talking about, well, we're not sure, because we have a little bit of a controversy about whether or not we're talking about the power of video in general.
Yes, we did misunderestimate ourselves.
Or if we are talking about the power of video as a reflection tool.
And?
So, since, Mike, you talked about video as a reflection tool, let's start with that one.
So the official title is the Power of Video Reflection Friday, number 10. But somehow I missed the space between video and reflection, so I said the power of a video reflection, which happens to be on a Friday, and be number 10.
Which is actually very powerful.
Yeah, and so that's what I'm going to choose to talk about today by my misunderstanding understanding of everything. So I was just going to say, in a reflecting sort of way, that video reflection is a rather scary idea.
Yeah? Why is it scary?
Because you have to look at yourself and realize just how horrible you really do sound.
Or look.
Or look, and then you can reiterate, yes, I do have a face for radio.
I will say that whenever I've done the video reflection, half the time I find all the like little mannerisms I do that I find incredibly, oh, I need to stop, you know, I don't know,
right?
Popping my knuckles or wandering off the screen. Well, or
do you ever stop those things though?
No, because they're really hard to stop.
More video reflection.
Now, that would be the voice of Rob Willett, who is not just the sister, but the husband.
In fact, not at all the sister.
In no way. Yes, Chris is away again.
Sorry, it's that Caitlyn Jenner thing that's got me all confused.
Chris is off doing AP readings, and so Rob is kindly filling in for him. Hey. And Rob is married to me. So we are not, and that is why he is not a sister.
It's good that you say he's married to you, because we are recording this in advance, so by the time this comes out, you guys might be so mad at each other after doing a podcast together.
We shall see.
So have you done video reflection?
Yeah, I've done it a long time ago.
And?
It's horrifying.
But was it helpful?
Yeah, but still horrifying. I mean, in a sense, I was going to say we do audio reflection if we listen to ourselves, which I can hear myself with my headphones right now. But we listen to ourselves. And usually I say I talk too fast. I can barely understand myself. But so the audio one's kind of cool, because then you realize the words you repeat over and over and over, like if you use amazing too much or something.
Amazing.
But I tend to make my students do the video reflections and then actually write something about it.
Oh, and how do they feel about it?
Oh, they hate it. They really, because, well, you show them and they hate that, because you show the whole class, then it's later you have to give a reflection. But this gives me a chance to make a pitch for one of my favorite little programs, which I think I might use next hour.
Yeah?
With my students, called, remember, Vialogs.
Oh, that's right.
Which allows you to put recording up, and then people can leave comments along the way, and it timestamps the comment. So you can see the reflections people have left, you can click right on and you can go right to that section.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's kind of a simple concept. Maybe other websites do it as well, but this one's just a great way to leave reflection on your own and that the teacher can see that you actually did it.
Right. That's really cool.
So we just did an all-school lip dub the other day, and I'm going to have the kids go through that and give video dialogue reflection, some written reflection on it.
That's
that should
awesome.
Be funny, yeah.
Yeah. So, Rob, you're going to be teaching PE next year, and I would think that video reflection is...
Yeah,
absolutely.
Amazing for that.
But before that, I actually have a question for Mike. I know that you've presented at tech conferences before, and sometimes I am so experienced with the tech conferences. But you have some of yours have actually been vetted by the panelists, or I don't know, who are the people who are giving you feedback? It wasn't 21st Century Learning.
At the Learning 2.
At Learning 2.0,
which is learning2.asia, I think, or learn2.org. Learning2.org, something like that, but yes.
So yeah, and you've told me how incredibly helpful that was for you.
Yeah, it was awful. It was awfully helpful.
In the time, yes, yeah. Awfully helpful. Do you wish, retrospectively, do you wish that you had maybe done more video reflection prior to getting up and having people rip you apart in order to build you back up?
No, I think no, because, and that just for a wimpy reason, then I'd have if because I hadn't done that, I could say, well, I just haven't reflected on myself yet. So
this is not very good because I didn't try very hard.
Yeah, this abuse they're hurling at me, it's legitimate versus, well, gosh. You know. So
don't try hard, less people critique your best effort.
Though I should have, right? And I should have then afterwards had done a video reflection. Though I only was in a hotel room post. So what happens, I gave a 4-minute talk, right? And I went into ahead of time, it's a TED-style type talk, and gave it in advance, and they just shredded me and told me how horrible it was. And so I walked with my tail well between my legs and had to go fix all that. And it was definitely a better speech afterwards, but I just didn't happen to have a camera. I guess I could have used my Mac. I didn't. I'm coming up with excuses.
Yeah.
But I do think that this is video reflection. I mean, we always talk about that, how important a growth mindset is, and that's really hard to actually have a concrete way of developing that, other than saying, you know, you should be open to making mistakes, and
this is the forced way to do it.
This is an actual, you have to have a growth mindset to be able to do this.
That's what I was thinking, in our teaching practices, to actually do it. To have one of your people who work with you, next door to you, come in and film it, and then go ahead and leave some comments on using Vialogs or something, and then you do the same thing, and then you have a discussion, and then you swap, and it's your turn to get even.
Right. I mean, and you could even do that as a, you know, in a more safe way. You could, like, the first time, just set up a camera, and you do it yourself, and you don't have to have somebody else even in the room. Like, you just yourself watch your own.
I think it's healthy, though, if you could do it with your colleagues. That would be a better way, because there should be some implicit trust within there, as long as you're doing it. And then the administration's out of it,
right?
And so you don't have to worry so much about it.
Yeah,
and then you'll find out what strengths people have, and you can lean on each other to help each other out. Back to the personal learning network, sort of.
Well, I think it also like adds to the feedback that they're giving you, rather than them saying, "Oh, you do this thing," or you know, there's this really annoying thing that you do all the time.
You can't deny it.
but you can't deny it, but you also see it, and you see exactly how much it is, and so it's not someone else critiquing you. It kind of. They can point your attention to things that you can then correct yourself, which I think is the value of video, is that you get to see you rather than someone else just telling you how horrible you are.
And that actually, wonderful. A lot of the times that you don't, why colleagues say that, you know, I can't observe other colleagues is because I don't have time. I can't get in their classroom. But having a video, I mean, you just turn on the video and then they watch it whenever they do have a free period and can comment on it.
Yeah, the reality is they have the time. You just don't want to do it, so...
Well, but no, I mean, like, oftentimes I can't go pop into another teacher's classroom because their prep times are the same as mine.
Yeah, yeah.
And so another third grade teacher, I can't go and watch them teach because when I'm teaching, they're also teaching. And so this is always, so at the school before Concordia in Hong Kong, they used to do this where we would, and so we'd have to arrange these subs, and it was a very complicated schedule to have them bouncing around trying to cover different people's classrooms so they could pop in and observe someone else's teaching.
Right.
And so it's really this messy process, whereas if you could just film it, give them the file and say, okay, watch this when you have a chance and let me know how I did.
Well, I think that also brings up a point of, you know, if someone's in your classroom, it's impossible not to tailor your teacher or your teaching to that person, you know, and if it's a coworker or an administrator or whatever. But having, you know, if you had it set up, and so if it wasn't every day, but you had it, if it was no longer that big scary thing that happens once or twice a year, but something that's just kind of always there, I think you'd probably get a better, a more accurate view of who you are as a teacher. And you know, you get past that, oh, how terrifying it is, or how, you know, how much I don't want to do this one thing that once. If it's just there, then it's a resource for you.
Yeah, that's true. And once you get into the habit, just like the podcasting, the first time podcasting was tough 2 years ago. So I can only imagine what Rob's going through right now. But you remember the difference we feel now 2 years later versus 2 years ago.
Absolutely. Don't listen to our first podcast. It's very bad.
We deleted it.
Oh, so you can't. We no longer have a growth
you can
mindset.
Listen to my first podcast right here.
Right? No, last week.
Last week, thank you.
Now, Jamie and Rob, did you get your chance to?
Not really.
Well, tell us about you, Rob.
Tell about me.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. This is Jamie's hosting this. I interfered.
That was great.
Is that okay?
We went off on tangent. So video and PE?
Yes.
So video... I jumped on the mic train when I saw Mike wrote about video reflection. I also wrote about video reflection.
It was probably the better thing to write about.
It was more focused. But, you know, so I'm a teacher, and so kids obviously have done presentations, and I've encouraged video reflection, probably not as much as it sounds like Mike has. I've actually used it more in coaching, and I'm a soccer coach, and so we tape our games. And one of the things that you find or everyone knows is that no matter how many times you tell a student or a player, you know, you keep on doing this, stop doing this, stop doing this, stop doing this. If you can show them a video of themselves doing it and they're forced to watch themselves make that same mistake over and over and over again, like you as a coach are forced to do, they change more quickly, oftentimes, hopefully. There's value there. One thing I was thinking about is that we oftentimes talk about, you know, how scary and how we use it as a corrective tool. But I think it's also important to use video reflection as a reinforcing tool. You know, it in the same way that it allows you to see your faults, it also allows you to see your strengths.
Now, do you use anything like Coach's Eye or any of those things that might just slow it down? Are you familiar with that app?
I am not familiar with any of those things.
So Coach's Eye, you do a general filming of it, but Coach's Eye is, you can do a specific film. So like I use it in volleyball as a volleyball coach. Yeah. So I have kids go up to spike and then I film it and then I pull them over and you can roll back and forth with a little dial and slow-mo, fast-mo, whatever you want. You can make drawings and things like that, which I don't actually use, but... And I can say, see how your feet lift here and you did this here and you know what you're supposed to do, but here's what's actually happening. They're like, oh, cool.
And this point where you put your face into the net, that's not
how it's supposed
to. Don't do that.
I knew
don't
that, Coach. That. And then the excuses come out, well, the setter didn't give me, I know.
No, actually, you can see him right there. He's doing it perfectly. It's you. You're the... I'm a super encouraging coach.
Positive reinforcement as well as...
Yes.
All right. Well, so video reflection is an awesome tool.
It is.
Yeah. All right.